Living Prophecies, the old, old message in modern language. Today we're reading from the book of Zechariah. Here is another message that came to me from the Lord of Hosts. The traditional fasts and times of mourning have been kept in July, August, October, and January are ended. They will be changed to joyous festivals if you love truth and peace. People from around the world will come on pilgrimages and pour into Jerusalem from many foreign countries to attend these celebrations. People will write their friends in other cities and say, "Let's go to Jerusalem to ask the Lord to bless us and be merciful to us. I'm going. Please come with me. Let's go now." Yes, many people, even strong nations, will come to the Lord of Hosts in Jerusalem to ask for His blessing and help. In those days, 10 men from 10 different nations will clutch at the coat sleeves of one Jew and say, "Please be my friend, for I know that God is with you." This is the message concerning God's curse on the lands of Hadrach and Damascus. For the Lord is closely watching all mankind as well as Israel. Doomed is Hamath near Damascus, and Tyre and Zidon too, shrewd though they be. Though Tyre has armed herself to the hilt, become so rich that silver is like dirt to her and fine gold like dust in the streets, yet the Lord will dispossess her and hurl her fortifications into the sea, and she shall be set on fire and burned to the ground. Ashkelon will see it happen and be filled with fear. Gaza will huddle in desperation, and Ekron will shake with terror. For their hopes that Tyre would stop the enemy's advance will all be dashed. Gaza will be conquered, her king killed, and Ashkelon will be completely destroyed. Foreigners will take over the city of Ashdod, the rich city of the Philistines. I will yank her idolatry out of her mouth and pull from her teeth her sacrifices that she eats with blood. Everyone left will worship God and be adopted into Israel as a new clan. The Philistines of Ekron will intermarry with the Jews, just as the Jebusites did so long ago. And I will surround my temple like a guard to keep invading armies from entering Israel. I'm closely watching their movements, and I will keep them away. No foreign oppressors will again overrun my people's land. Rejoice greatly, O my people, shout with joy. For look, your king is coming. He is the righteous one, the victor, yet he is lowly, riding on a donkey's colt. I will disarm all the peoples of the earth, including my people Israel. And he shall bring peace among the nations. His realm shall stretch from sea to sea, from the rivers to the end of the earth. I have delivered you from death in a waterless pit, because of the covenant I made with you, sealed with blood. Come to the place of safety, all you prisoners, for there is yet hope. I promise right now I will repay you 2 mercies for each of your woes. Judah, you are my bow. Ephraim, you are my arrow. Both of you will be my sword, like the sword of a mighty soldier brandished against the sons of Greece. The Lord shall lead his people as they fight. His arrows shall fly like lightning. The Lord God shall sound the trumpet call and go out against his enemies like a whirlwind off the desert from the south. He will defend his people, and they will subdue their enemies, treading them beneath their feet. They will taste victory and shout with triumph. They will slaughter their foes, leaving horrible carnage everywhere. The Lord their God will save his people in that day as a shepherd caring for his sheep. They shall shine in his land as glittering jewels in a crown. How wonderful and beautiful all shall be. The abundance of grain and wine will make the young men and girls flourish. They will be radiant with health and happiness.
I do not know why all around me my hopes all shine. someday you'll make it plain to me. Someday when I his face shall see. Someday from tears I shall be free. For someday I shall understand. Oh, trials come through passing day. My life will still be filled with grace. For God will lead through darkest ways. I shall be free, for someday I shall understand. Someday from tears I
ask the Lord for rain in the springtime, and he will answer with lightning and showers. Every field will become a lush pasture. How foolish to ask the idols for anything like that. Fortune tellers' predictions are like a bunch of silly lies. What comfort is there in promises that don't come true? Judah and Israel have been led astray and wander like lost sheep. Everyone attacks them, for they have no shepherd to protect them. My anger burns against your shepherds, your leaders, and I will punish them, these goats. For the Lord of hosts has arrived to help his flock of Judah. I will make them strong and glorious like a proud steed in battle. From them will come the cornerstone, the peg on which all hope hangs, the bow that wins the battle, the ruler over all the earth. They will be mighty warriors for God, grinding their enemies' faces into the dust beneath their feet. The Lord is with them as they fight. Their enemy is doomed. I will strengthen Judah, yes, and Israel too. I will reestablish them because I love them. It will be as though I had never cast them all away, for I, the Lord, their God, will hear their cries. They shall be like mighty warriors. They shall be happy as with wine. Their children too shall see the mercies of the Lord and be glad. Their hearts shall rejoice in the Lord. When I whistle to them, they'll come running, for I have brought them back again. From the few that are left, their population will grow again to former size. Though I have scattered them like seeds among the nations, still they will remember me and return again to God. With all their children, they will come home again to Israel. I will bring them back again from Egypt and Assyria, and resettle them in Israel, in Gilead and Lebanon. There will scarcely be room for all of them. They shall pass safely through the sea of distress, for the waves will be held back. The Nile will become dry. The rule of Assyria and Egypt over my people will end. The Lord says, I will make my people strong with power from me. They will go wherever they wish, and wherever they go, they will be my personal care. Open your doors, O Lebanon, to judgment. You will be destroyed as though by fire raging through your forest. Weep, O cypress trees, for all the ruined cedars, the tallest and most beautiful of them, are fallen. Cry in fear, ye oaks of Bashan, as you watch the thickest forests felled. Listen to the wailing of Israel's leaders, all these evil shepherds, for their wealth is gone. Hear the young lions roaring, the princes are weeping, for their glorious Jordan Valley lies in ruins. Then said the Lord my God to me, Go and take a job as a shepherd of a flock, being fattened for the butcher. This will illustrate the way my people have been bought and slain by wicked leaders who go unpunished. Thank God, now I am rich, says those who have betrayed them. Their own shepherds have sold them without mercy. And I won't spare them either, says the Lord, for I will let them fall in the clutches of their own wicked leaders, and they will slay them. They shall turn the land into a wilderness, and I will not protect it from them. And so I took two shepherd staffs, naming one Grace and the other Union, and I fed the flock as I had been told to do. And I got rid of those three evil shepherds in a single month. But I became impatient with these sheep, this nation, and they hated me too. And so I told them, I won't be your shepherd any longer. If you die, you die. If you are killed, I don't care. Go ahead and destroy yourselves. And I took my staff called Grace and snapped it in two, showing that I had broken my contract to lead and protect them. That was the end of the agreement. Then those who bought and sold sheep who were watching realized that God was telling them something through what I did. And I said to their leaders, If you like, give me my pay, whatever I'm worth. But only if you want to. So they counted out 30 little silver coins as my wages. And the Lord told me, Toss it into the temple treasury, this magnificent sum they value you at. So I took the 30 coins and threw them in. Then I broke my other staff, Union, to show that the bond of unity between Judah and Israel was broken. And then the Lord told me to go again and get a job as a shepherd. This time I was to act the part of a worthless, wicked shepherd. And he said to me, This illustrates how I will give this nation a shepherd who will not care for the dying ones, nor look after the young, nor heal the broken bones, nor feed the healthy ones, nor carry the lame that cannot walk. Instead, he will eat the fat ones, even tearing off their feet. Woe to this worthless shepherd who doesn't care for the flock. God's sword will cut his arm and pierce through his right eye. His arm will become useless and his right eye blinded. We have been reading Living Prophecies, the old, old message in modern language. Today we've read from the book of Zechariah. Now here's a special invitation to join us again next week at the same time as we continue to read from Living Prophecies.